Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. There goes Cohn trying to get to home. Rivera throws the ball into Fox, who relays the ball to Lawler, who tags Cohn, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Jensen moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Runnels moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is one for one in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. One out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Runnels moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to first to double up Busby. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox, who tags Fitzgerald, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Porterfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Wright pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Gene Bearden now pitching. Gil Cone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cone strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.